You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Louis J. Gomez.
What's up, motherfuckers? Real Ass Podcast coming back at you. Louis J. Gomez in studio. Zach Amico, the international superstar. Because you stoop, motherfuckers.
That's not a thing.
And Chris Scopo, the dumbest kid I know. Well, guys, come on. Clap it up for both of these guys at home. I hope you're clapping right now at home.
Did I just realize there's like four Bill Cosby albums on this wall?
Yeah, it's a wall of rape. That's it. It's yeah, they really do have...
Two, three, five, actually.
Where's Fatigate? Is he here right now? Where he left? I'm going to find out what if they're ever going to take him down.
A lot of rape on this wall.
Yeah, we could take this whole fucking studio down if we wanted
to. How many girls do you think he raped per album? Like, it was like three per album, or like at least... Which was heyday of raping?
I don't like how cocky Scopo came in today.
If you play his albums backwards, it's a recipe for roofies.
Welcome to the show, guys. We got a great show today. Scopo's here, Zach's here. We got a great guest in studio as well. Love this guy. Very funny comedian. Hold on. Let me get his
music
going.
I'm really stepping up my game. These bitches got to start paying me for this.
I will say.
Can't get no more free, Randy.
Listening to that intro to that song, which I did a few minutes before you came in here, I realized you have the same voice as Randy. Not the same voice as Aziz Ansari, but the same voice as Randy, kind of. His mic is not on.
My fucking mic wasn't on? Who's running this bullshit place?
Amateur hour. What happened, dude?
Honestly, man. No, it wasn't low, man. It wasn't on. This wasn't is fucking on. Bullshit, dude.
You know, dude, you're a TV star.
Yeah.
You're a great comic. You're a handsome, very handsome. That's really why you're here.
He's not handsome. He's gorgeous.
You picked this song. Did you pick it because you sound like Randy? Is that why you picked the song or no?
I don't even know what the Randy part you're talking about. Randy's not even in that song.
The intro is literally Aziz Ansari as Randy. Yeah.
Well, dude, you pulled some other random YouTube, like Boost Mobile clip or some shit. That's not the regular song.
I like the fact that they used that sample. I thought it was pretty good.
I don't dislike it.
Why'd you choose this song?
He fucking loves Randy.
I fucking love Randy, man. I didn't even know Randy was part of any music in there.
Well, why'd you choose this song? Forget Randy.
You're yelling at me already. I chose a man because it makes me think of success. It makes me think of my future success, and it's a very like all me. Like, kind of fuck the industry, I did it myself type of thing.
I like it. Okay, yeah. So you listen to rap lyrics and it gets you motivated.
Very. Walking down the street.
I do that with Eminem a lot.
Yeah, Eminem's good to get hyped too.
Yeah, Eminem's probably the best. Like, I'm not white, but I'm a half white.
Yeah.
But I could only imagine being just a white guy. Like,
tell you something. Blasting that in the car.
Going through like a fucking hard day at work.
Yeah.
Like your computer went down. You were at the internet all day.
Yeah. Your boat shoes got a little dirty.
You couldn't get anything
like that.
Done. Yeah. You're just really just dealing with the frustrations of life, and you throw on a little bit of Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Yeah. Not to mention, if you just realize that you're white, it already makes you more happy.
It does, really. Honestly, that's what they should do. They should put a mirror everywhere around white people. So every time you're feeling down, you could just look in the mirror and go, hey, I'm feeling a little bit better today.
Actually, the back of every Eminem CD is a mirror, so you can see how white you are.
Yeah, and it instantly makes you feel better.
So this kind of gets you going. This kind of like, all right, dude, if you're feeling down, you want to motivate yourself, boom, this is the song you listen to.
If I'm feeling down and if I'm like leaving a show or whatever, it's just a hype.
This is your own personal gonna fly now.
Exactly. Exactly. Like
if you were gonna run up steps in Philly,
yeah.
This would.
Yeah, shirtless, and I'll just run up those fucking steps. Well,
you wouldn't do Eminem, Lose Yourself?
I like Eminem, Lose Yourself. I'm a big.
That's
a big
the white
fan.
Anthem, I think.
I'm a big fan. This song is just. It's kind of like it's a hype song, but also it's like a I'm gonna do it. I already said it before, but like I'm gonna do it myself. Type
yeah,
of
but
thing.
It's Drake though. Like when you want tough, I think
Eminem
is tougher than Drake.
I'm a big Drake fan.
I like Drake, but like he's not as tough as like you know Eminem.
Tough in what regard?
I don't know, just being his rap lyrics, the way he raps.
You need him to be tough. First of all, Eminem, is Eminem tough?
Yeah, I think Eminem,
I don't think Eminem's a tough guy.
None of these, guys are fucking tough guys. Okay, I don't give a shit, dude.
If Eminem was tough, he wouldn't have fucking 11 other people in D12 to fucking be black and scary around him.
What'd you say?
You don't think 50 Cent is tough?
Yeah, I guess he's probably tough. I mean, he was shot like 8 times. He's like that pit bull that got shot 9 times in the head that I've been following his Facebook for the past 3 months.
But dude, why
that dog is, he's fucking, he's rubbing, he's got a lot
shot
of heart.
9 times in the head?
This pit bull was shot like 5 times in the head.
What?
By, I think it was by a cop. Because they came onto the people's property and this fucking cop unloaded like 2 clips into this dog's head in front of the family while the kids screamed in horror. And the dog lived.
And if that's not proof that fucking pit bulls are horrible, by the way, your fucking zombie dog, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have that thing. That dog will recover to eventually kill those children.
Dude, let me tell you something. I'm not even being a dick. I have a lot of friends who have pit bulls, and I get it. I think they're cool dogs, man. I think they're great dogs. And if you train them the right way,
train them properly. That's the
if
whole
you're
thing.
A response. Yeah. It's the same thing as being. It's like a fucking gun owner, dude. I think you should need to have a license for it. I think you should need to have training in order to own it. It's the equivalent of owning a fucking jaguar. Like this thing could at one point snap and just eat a child.
Yeah.
And the legitimate ability to fucking murder a child. Beatrice is a friend who their daughter, or I guess the friend of theirs daughter, got killed by the family's pit bull.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the pit bull's name was Jesus. It's a Puerto Rican family. Yeah.
A lot of people.
Jesus, put that baby down.
Hot. That was the worst impression I've ever heard of
a Latino. And from a Latino.
And you're a Latino. God, yeah. That's all.
Jesus, put that baby down.
That's so bad.
Jesus. Is that Jesus? Jesus.
That's how bad I am. I call them Jesus. Jesus. Hustle.
There is nothing more annoying than people who like have a pit bull but have to like advertise it that it's fun. Like I saw a guy the other day walking down the street with his pit bull. He had a t-shirt on that said, "Relax, it's just a pit bull." And I was like, "Oh god, I hope this guy's dog fucking eats him."
I hate the people who put the fucking spike collars on it. Like, all right, dude, you're not fucking making this dog gonna be a monster. Just put a regular collar on it.
You say I hate black people with pit bulls.
Well, you know, it was early. You want to be racist in the
morning.
Actually,
you can just say, "Hey, black people." We all know what you mean.
Yeah.
No. We all know what you mean.
I tell you, I think it's legitimately a weapon, and it's a weapon that's like emotional. You know what I'm saying? Like it really, it's like this thing where you don't. If dude, let me tell you something. If this pit bull just decided to attack Zach because it's and the other they're
because it's homophobic
because they hate gays, which I kind of get. No,
I didn't even know you were gay. Can we talk about that for a second?
He's not actually gay.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's a running theme. I prefer hetero flexible.
Did you even know who he was before you walked in here?
I have no idea, but he looks like a great guy, and he has great energy. But no, I don't.
Yeah, he's a no name, but it's fine. He's slowly but surely getting there.
I believe in you.
But no, dude, the truth is, man, I think that and that ends up being the problem because you give these dogs to fucking anybody. They don't want to take care of them, and then you have this dangerous dog who gets thrown into a shelter, and then they get fucking killed.
Think about what an asshole your dog is. Now imagine if it was 150 pounds and could fucking lock onto people's faces.
I know.
That's the great Bill Burr bit. He's like, they feed off your vibes. Yeah. If you're a psycho, your dog's going to be a psycho.
Can you say more Bill Burr bits? Could that be your whole role on the show? Well, when you have nothing to add, just start saying what Bill Burr says?
Okay.
You were so hurt.
It's a new segment.
You were so fucking hurt.
I wasn't hurt. I was just like, all right.
Well, okay.
It's a new segment on the show. Scopo just says what Bill Burr says.
Scopo, Bill Burr, or what Bill Burr would say in a situation. Yeah. What would you say now?
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
There you go. See? That.
So Blau.
Yeah, man.
Blaustein.
Blaustein, yeah.
Because I never say it.
You
the
never
same
say
way.
It right, but it's fun.
I say Blaustein.
He's a very Jew name, Blaustein. But not a Jew.
I'm not a Jew, man.
You're not a Jew.
I'm not a Jew.
And you walk around with that Hebe name.
Yeah.
Every day. Listen, do you know how many people think you're Jewish? Everybody.
Everyone. But I'm like Jewish. I'm Jewish when it behooves me. And I think in the industry, it behooves me. And if people want to ask me, I'll tell them the truth. But if I'm in a meeting with executives, fucking shalom, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
You've pretended to be Jewish before?
Yeah, cool. When they ask me, I go, yeah, absolutely.
Because you look Puerto Rican.
I got I get everything. Puerto Rican, Italian.
Italian, I think more.
Yeah.
What is your background?
My mom is Black Irish, which is like a, you know, like a, just a dark Irish.
An atrocity?
Like yeah. What, dark Irish person? Are you calling my mom atrocity?
What is dark
you just
Irish
fucking
mean?
Call my, what would Bill Burr say in this?
Go fuck yourself.
There you go. Got him.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
So,
yeah.
Black, that was Paul Verzi.
But what is...
Go fuck yourself.
Dude. Dude, come on, dude, come on.
Wait,
come
hold
on.
Wait a minute. What does Black Irish mean?
Black Irish is there was Irish people, and then Spain came over and fucked them, and then you got dark Irish people.
How dark?
Not the redheaded Irish people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh no, I got that. I'm just saying, like dark features, like you, or black skin.
No. Like dark features. My mom is like very dark. Irish. My mom looks Italian.
Could she breathe?
My mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. So she's dark. She looked Italian. I got it.
Yeah.
And then your dad.
My dad is a Jew, like a motherfucker.
Oh, so you are a Jew.
Yeah, but I mean, no, I mean, I guess I have Jew blood, but it's not a race.
He wasn't raised Jew.
I have Jew blood, too, but it's in a jar on top of my refrigerator.
Jesus Christ, man. What do you do with it?
I splatter it on the wall so other Jews don't come in my apartment. They could smell their own blood.
He draws a symbol above his door every Passover.
Jew blood.
Jew blood is the funniest thing.
Wait, so you are, hold on, you just denied your Judaism and now you're back.
Here's the thing.
Here's
the thing.
Somebody's getting bled.
Judaism is not a race. It's not a race. So I can't be half Jewish. I was raised Catholic.
It's more of a feeling.
What?
Like Jew. Don't be a Jew.
Scopo, what? I don't know what Scopo's going for today.
I don't know either.
He's all over the place today.
I'm just saying, that's a feeling. Everyone says, don't be Jewish.
Everyone says that?
Who says that?
In your family, maybe.
Lewis said it 4 times last night. What are you talking about?
Everyone at Thanksgiving this past year kept on saying that. Don't be Jewish, Scopo.
What is how they pass food?
What are you thankful for? Not being Jewish.
And black.
Oof. Oh, man. So, by the way, I think this is the only podcast that doesn't have a Jew as a regular...
he doesn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Very anti-Semitic. Okay, so your dad was Jewish.
My dad, is. He's not dead.
Okay. All right. So you still know your dad?
I do know my dad.
Oh, because, he's not going to fucking bail on you, you gorgeous little bitch.
Yeah, I mean, he's really waiting to rake in that cash, man. That fucking good-looking guy cash.
All right, we got to get into this.
What do you want to get into?
It is the most interesting thing about you. It really is.
If you say what I think you're going to say, that's the most fucked up thing anyone's ever said to me.
You being good-looking is the most interesting thing about you?
That's the most interesting thing about
me. Yeah. It is. No, but you're an interesting guy. But I think it's a very interesting scope. But what are you doing on your phone? What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I see something by text.
What were you texting, man?
Would you do that on Bobby's show?
No, but it's not Bobby's show.
Okay. Literally, you have one more of those ever, and then I'm going to fucking cut you out of my life. I swear to God.
Who's going to help you move then?
Blau. Fucking Zach.
Blau's above it.
Blau's not above it. Blau will help me move. Blau, if I needed help move, would you help me move?
You're not too far away from my house. I would definitely help you move.
You'd help me move. You piece of shit. Okay. Guess what?
I'd do it just to go through B's underwear drawer.
Jesus Christ. What would you do? Would you smell
that? Jesus Christ, put the baby down.
It's worse.
Put the baby down, Esther.
How is it worse?
I'd be moving furniture wearing every pair of B's underwear at once. I didn't know how else to bring them, dude. Fucking work smarter, not harder. That's what they told me.
He would just fucking pull it. They'd all be tied together. He'd pull them out of his mouth like a magic trick.
Oh, my God.
You fucking... It's not Bobby's show. So you'll show up late for my show. You'll text on my show. You just wouldn't do it because I'm not Bobby. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure where we're at and it's all very clear that Scopo's a fucking cunt. Am I correct about that?
Well, if we wanted somebody who's going to be late every week, we should just have a black guy.
I'm not being a cunt today. I don't know what's wrong
He's
with
being
you.
Very cunty.
You're being cunty today.
He just said he can go on a cell phone and he can show up
I
late.
I fucking just check something and I'm fucking put it down.
Because it's not Bobby's show. It's my show. So he can just do that. It's interesting.
Yeah, Scopo. Really interesting, man.
Anyway, so what was I saying? Did I get very distracted? You being good looking, you're a very handsome man. Now,
thank you, I appreciate it.
The reason I say it's the most interesting thing about you is because you don't have to be funny. If you're that good looking, you don't have to be funny. Like funny is a personality trait that you develop usually based off of some necessity and some need.
It's right. a survival instinct. Yes. A social survival instinct.
Exactly. You know, typically, this is why women, I think women get pegged as being not funny. Even if they're not that good looking, they can kind of still get what they need out of life without being funny. An ugly chick can still feel beautiful and important and get dick. She can still get, and I think I really do believe in that theory that people only make decisions for two reasons: to either get laid and to feel important. You know what I'm saying? And women in general, they get that whether they're really good looking or not.
Well, they get attention regardless. There's no reason to try to gain attention.
Right.
When you're trying to be funny, you get attention. You get eyes on you. When you're a woman, or as you say, a good looking, I'm a good looking person. So what's
you're
the point?
A woman basically.
In a lot of cultures, I'm a fucking woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Especially in jail.
Oh, dude, that's the worst fucking place. I've been in jail once, and it was horrifying.
Yeah, who would be
100%?
14 rapes in 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Who would be more commodity in jail, me or Blau?
But you are not good looking.
But my ass is just...
They would hide the rest of you under a mattress and just have your fat ass out.
Yeah, I mean, I think they
Blau's
would... Blau's
getting every end.
I think they would hide things in your ass, but I don't think they would...
Yeah, they're that, fucking big black eggs.
You would probably still get fucked, but Blau is like the fucking, like, way up here. Like, dude, listen.
No, I'm not saying Blau is like
Blau
the same
is
level.
Anderson Silva circa 2011. And then everything is
MMA with you. Everything's MMA.
Yeah, dude. No, you have no idea. Like, Blau would get so, because he could be a ladyboy.
Like, within 5 minutes, they could turn me into a lady
now,
boy.
Would,
no problem.
Well, you'd last a few hours because people would be fighting over you.
Yeah,
you
would.
It would be.
Would Blau have his pick of guys?
No, he would be.
No, they would. They would. They would tell
whichever
me whatever.
Whichever silverback
fucking
gorilla shanked the other one in the shower would just take him. That's what would happen, and he would just hold onto their pocket and walk around the jail with lipstick. The other guy's blood would be his lipstick.
That would be my life in jail. That's why I was so
scared. Have a nice dress and a belly full of fruit cups.
Jesus Christ.
So look, dude.
That's why I don't do anything wrong. I swear to God, it's the fear of getting fucked mercilessly in jail.
I couldn't do that, dude. But you look, dude. You, dude, as a good-looking dude. I mean, do people? Do you? Here's the thing: the audience doesn't know. They don't even understand that that's a thing. You know what I'm saying? But I think in the comedy world, do you feel as if people dismiss you?
Yeah, I feel like it happens. I feel like it happens on stage, right when I get on
with
stage.
The audience.
100%. Right when I get on stage, I feel like not all the time, but I feel like there's a good percentage of times where people, the audience, is like, "What the fuck does this dude have to complain about? Like, you know, how am I going to relate to this dude?" Type of thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of immediately need to be self-deprecating in some type of way to like kind of lower myself a little bit. This sounds horrible, but to lower myself a little bit.
Of course.
So then everyone's like, oh, this guy, he's like one of us type of thing.
Well, that's a trick in comedy in general is you typically, look, it's not a rule, but if you attack yourself and you're self-deprecating, then you have a lot more flexibility to go after the crowd, you know, whatever it is. So I'm very, very self-deprecating. And typically I'll do that up top, and then it gives you carte blanche to go after the crowd and say whatever the fuck you want to the crowd.
Right.
But with you, it's kind of...
Nobody wants to see you swing down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a bully. You know
I mean,
what I'm
dude,
saying?
Here's the thing. If I've definitely had plenty of sets where I don't do that, and the sets don't generally go as good as I want them to, because I feel like the audience, in the back of their heads, they're like, "What? This guy's probably a fucking asshole." But if I lower myself a little bit, then they're like, "Oh, we can party with this guy because he's not a complete asshole."
One time I was talking to you though, I said you should fucking just own it more. I would.
I don't want to be that dude though, because I'm not that dude.
I know you're not, but it's not even being a dick. You don't have to be a dick with it, but I do think you should fucking talk about that. I think you should talk about being so goddamn good looking.
That's a
hard thing to do, though.
I can't.
You really gotta get the joke right.
I can't.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's something that people run away from. It. What you're doing is kind of like, I think the right instinct, which is to kind of be like, all right, dude, let me be self-deprecating. Let me bring everyone down on the same level. But I think if you owned it and talked about it, even as just a topic, even talking about that in itself, like doing a self-deprecating joke, and then getting into being like, look, I feel like I have to be self-deprecating because I'm that much better looking than you people. I think there's something really funny and interesting and honest about it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you present it in a really, really honest way. Because that is the fucking elephant in the room. I do a bit. When you, this kid, listen to me, go look him up, Michael Blaustein. You're fucking, You could be a model. You could be an actor. Okay.
I used to be a model.
Yeah. Why didn't you stick in that world? Because you could. You're doing the fucking. It's not like you're getting the easy road. You're not getting the. You're not one of the dudes that were picked by the industry. You've been doing comedy for almost as long as I have, probably.
Yeah, like 6 and a half.
Okay, I guess not that long, but it feels that long. No, you've been doing comedy for a little while. You're not one of the dudes that they're fucking jumping on right now and right. trying to just hand everything to.
Right.
So you're in the trenches. You do all these bullshit shows that we're at half the time. I see you at these like not good shows. There's almost no reason to go through it, you know, but you still do it. Why did you leave acting and modeling? Or I guess you'll still act. But
I still act. I left modeling, man, because it's like it was just a gross business. And the business I'm in now is fucking disgusting, too. But it's like you walk into these castings and it has nothing to do with like your personality or what you bring talent wise. It's all what your body looks and what your face looks like. And you have a line of like 4 or 5, casting people that go next. You walk in, you're like, okay, put on those glasses, and they go, okay, and you leave, and like that's literally it.
There's a time frame though without modeling. You'd be done though.
No. Girls.
Are you kidding me? Dude, my dick's filling up right now, man, sitting next to him.
I'm just thinking about how much I want to watch him and Justin Silver kiss.
You kidding me?
I'll eat jealous dicks.
His time is done. Get the fuck out of here.
No, dude. I thought modeling was like 18 25 or something like that.
With women, it's like to 23 and past 23, you're like old as fuck. Okay. With guys.
Depending on how you look.
Yeah,
if you look youthful, you look like you could be fucking 20. Yeah. How old are you?
Come on, man.
Don't talk about you're such a faggot. Oh my god, wow. And I'm to my left, there's a guy who actually sucks dudes' dicks, and you are gayer than him.
Oh, can we talk about this real quick?
I want to talk about that too. Yeah, we can talk about the gay
really
shit.
Really interested about this gay shit.
I think it's kind of funny though, in a weird way, because you talked about going in and to these castings with modeling agencies, and they just cut all the bullshit and they go like, "Hey, this is what it's what you look like. How do you look in these glasses?" It's very much like your piece of meat. But in reality, isn't that what's happening though? They're kind of just cutting out the bullshit, because that's what's happening with everything else as well. You know what I'm saying? Like as a comic, look, we're supposed to be funny. We're supposed to be able to tell jokes. So they just assume that if you're serviceable, that's why you watch people that are just serviceable comedians become world fucking famous.
Yeah.
They're not like killers. Like, dude, there are people who obliterate rooms, you know what I'm saying, who never get the time of day because they don't have whatever it is, whether it's a look, a thing, an it thing.
Yeah.
So the truth of the matter is, even when you're going into a casting agency as an actor or as a comedian, they're kind of just going, hey, dude, do you look like I want you to look? You know what I'm saying? So with modeling, I think we romanticize it. We act like it's because we have the best dick joke or the best fucking joke about Obama or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's the same exact shit. But it's a little more honest with the models. At least the models aren't fucking pretending.
Yeah, but there's a certain with comedy. There's a certain level of. I agree with you what you said. But there's with stand-up. There's a certain level of funny that everyone needs to get to. Then it's about, okay, you have this, you have this. You wear glasses. Well, you're a nerd. Your fucking face is great. This is why we're gonna put you on Comedy Central. But there's a level of talent
with
modeling. It's like you came out of your mom's pussy with a symmetrical face, and that's what we need. But that's it. I'm sure models would.
And I came out of Scopo's mom's pussy with this face. So
Jesus, this is mom's pussy.
Jesus, put the baby down.
It's so bad.
Jesus, you put that baby down right now. You kill the baby.
You sound like Scarface with Down syndrome.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that
is.
That's the worst Spanish accent I've ever heard in my life.
It's fucking Spanish accent.
I will tell you one thing. It's fun to do.
Jesus,
put that baby down.
Put the baby down, Jesus.
Why does Jesus have the baby?
This is killing a baby. We decided that pit bulls kill babies, remember?
Oh, Jesus with the... Okay.
Jesus is the dog.
Callback. Welcome to comedy, Michael. Yeah, here we go.
No, the dog's name is Zeus. That's how they greet it. Hey, Zeus, put down the baby.
Oh, that was literally the worst joke you've ever told in this show.
It was terrible.
It's a Die Hard with a Vengeance joke.
Yeah, actually it is. By the way, if you need any shitty movie references, he's your guy. Anything else
we can give you... That's a shitty movie?
All right, it's a pretty good movie, but... Yes, in reality, it's kind of a shitty movie. All right. Anyway,
So,
all right, dude, you've been doing comedy for a little while now. You're doing great. You're very funny. When I met you, you were just a dude that I never even really watched. I just knew you was like this fucking high energy dude, and I'd come in the room and you'd be fucking going 100 miles an hour. And then I started really fucking becoming friends with you and watching your act. You're fucking hilarious, dude.
Thanks,
and I always thought it was just an interesting thing. Like, you never had to become funny.
Yeah.
When did you figure out you were funny? Were you always like a funny kid?
when I was in like fucking like probably sixth grade, me and my sister watched Ace Ventura like all the like 600 times.
Oh my god, I bet your sister's so fucking hot.
Aaron, I love you so much. She's not what you think she is. I think my sister's a very attractive woman.
I'm picturing you with big jute tits.
See, that's
some fucking nice big swinging jute tits.
Just hairy areolas, but I'm okay with it because they're pretty nice still.
Like a hairy Christmas wreath right around this.
It's our brain. This is fine. My sister's attractive. My sister's attractive, but she's not what you think she is.
I'm looking her up right now.
That's
same
so
last name.
Fucking funny. Yeah, yeah. Actually, she changed.
Did she really? Are you his half sister or something like that?
No, my brother's my half brother. Oh, my brother looks exactly like me, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's see. Oh, she changed it because she got married.
Two of those angels?
I found it now. Let's see this. I want to see Blau's sister. Look at her fucking gross husband.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, she's hot, dude.
I can't. I will.
She's not as beautiful as you. Yeah, all the fucking. All
you, are you the prettiest one in your family?
I used to make fun of her all the fucking time in like elementary school because she wasn't like attractive. So that was the one.
No, she's a very attractive girl. She's just like when I see you, I'm assuming
that's
that.
What I, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I say. I say she's very attractive, but she's not what you think.
She's probably been putting glass in your lunch for the past 20 years.
She used to make my lunch. She probably put some horrific shit in
there. Yeah, dude. Poor fucking girl, because she's very pretty, but it's like next to you, it's like it's a nightmare.
Right. I mean, it's fucked up. So fucked up.
One time I was on Facebook and I was just going through my Facebook and pointing at girls that I fucked.
Yeah.
This is like years ago.
It's a great game.
With
so
with Nate Bargatze and
did you do it with Bobby? And he did it with Bobby. You did it with Bobby one time too.
Yeah, but it was with Nate and Soder. That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going through the girls that I've fucked. I was like, all right. And then I was like, oh yeah, I fucked this one too. And I pointed it was my sister. And my sister was a little overweight. And she was like,
yeah,
kind of my face, but a little like puffier cheeks. And yeah. This is actually then because she was fatter then. She's like lost weight since. She looks better now. But I pointed out, I was like, I fucked.
Now he would fuck her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I fucked this one. And Nate and Dan were like, ew. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, you fucked that. Oh, you animal. I was like, guys, it's my sister. Like, oh, she's nice. she's very pretty. And
oh, fuck. That's so funny.
I did to Joe DeRosa one time too with B was working at Eastville.
Yeah.
This one, me and B were dating for like 6 months, and DeRosa had never, I guess he had met her one time, but he didn't know, and she was just behind the bar, and she looked really good one night, and he's like, damn, that bartender's hot, and he was talking to me. I was like, yeah dude, she's fucking smoking, dude. I was like, hey, she's a slut. He's like, yeah. I was like, dude, you should fucking try to hook up with her. He was like, nah. Dude. Oh, yeah, dude. I got him to like play into it. I was like, what'd you do to her? He was like, what? And he started looking at me weird. I was like, it's my girlfriend, bro. but I don't know. I like to make people feel weird.
That's not a problem.
That's why I'm at where I'm at in my career, because I will do things like that. Joe DeRosa walked away like, why would he fucking do something like
you'll
that?
You'll never open for him again.
It's over.
Yeah.
When did you find out you were funny? What happened?
So this is the thing. Watch Ace Ventura a trillion fucking times, and then I started like doing like the scenes from Ace Ventura like in front of people, and they would like start laughing. And when I was in sixth grade, my sister was in eighth grade, and she like came to me and she was like, hey, my teacher wants to see you do Ace Ventura. So I went in there. When you're in sixth grade, dude, walking to a class, eighth graders, they're like gods. So I walked in there and I was nervous as fuck, and I started and I got the first laugh and I was like, oh, this is the best fucking thing ever. And that's when I was like, that's when I kind of like fell in love with just making people laugh.
It was
never about like getting, I guess it was about getting attention, but it wasn't about like survival or anything. It was just like the feeling of getting people to laugh.
So you were funny at home then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got it. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Scopo, at what point are you going to get funny?
Hopefully the next 6 to 8 months.
All right, cool, man.
Such an honest answer, bro. What would Bill Burr say?
What would Bill Burr say?
Go fuck yourself, dude.
Go fuck yourself, dude. Put that fucking baby down, Jesus.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
I can't even do it. I get really, really fucked.
You keep doing Paul Verzey.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
It's all like a mix. Bobby, Burr, and Verzey, all kind of a mixed voice together.
Yeah. It's a fun voice to do.
So, okay, dude. All right. So you graduated high school. When did you start doing comedy? Like, professionally,
like professionally, or just fucking open
6 to 8 months from now. I'm sorry. When did you start doing comedy?
whatever, 6.5 years ago, man. I don't know. I started in New York.
Well, I'm sorry. You won't tell me how old you are. So, I guess I can't. You won't.
Yeah, we're not gonna be able to backtrack this well.
I know how old Blau is. If you want to say it,
say it. Yeah, it's a real ass podcast. Fuck him.
This isn't a fake ass podcast. Bring that shit
this
out.
Is, this is the real ass podcast. But yeah. After this podcast, we have a real ass friendship. So I just want to let you know that.
You will really give up your friendship because you tell how old he is. And by the way, that's how little he thinks of your friendship.
Why?
Because you'd be willing to give it up just for that little of a reason. Well, so you guys, in reality, aren't even friends. Just say his age.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm. You're in a little bit of a conundrum.
I got a friend. Hold on. What are you in? The host of the show.
What are you in? I want Scopo to say it.
What?
The word that he just said.
Conundrum?
Okay.
Good.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, whatever, dude. It's fucking 6.5 years ago. Who gives a shit?
All right.
And then, I started stand up. I did a first open mic at Mo Pickens, and I had to follow fucking this person doing modern dancing when the host was farting, which was the worst experience of my fucking life. I did 7 minutes, bombed my dick off, and now we're here.
There you go. Love it, dude. You finally made it to the Realize Podcast. Yeah, that's dude. This feels
fucking great, man.
It's a nice show.
This is my dream.
I know. Here's the thing, dude. In reality, here's what Blau does. He'll show up. You don't have a girlfriend right now, right?
I do, man.
Oh, is she going to listen to this?
Yeah, but I mean, who cares?
How long have you been with her?
4 months.
So like 5 months ago, Blau would show up with these photos in his phone, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Of these bananas hot girls. I mean, the level of chick that Michael Blaustein gets is, I mean, wow. Wow, dude. It is fucking phenomenal.
Thanks, man.
You know what's weird though? I've known Blau for you never had girls like show up to the places. You always had the chicks in your phone.
He doesn't need to. Here's the thing: we need to use our superpowers.
Yeah.
We need Zach Amico in the real world is
a
monster.
Lot of help.
He's a monster, lot of help, dude. Yeah. If this kid came at me and my kid, I would fucking have a cop tase him.
Especially at night when his hair's done.
Yeah, dude, but in the comedy world, he's just another fucking misfit, another dude. You know what I'm saying? That's the beautiful thing. Like, I've said this about you two, but I mean, even more so, like, you two, Zach and Blau, you guys are the complete opposites.
Couldn't be more opposite.
But in the world of comedy, all the bullshit walls are broken down, and you guys have this weird fucking camaraderie. And if some dudes came in right now and fucked with one of us, we'd all fucking beat their asses together, and we'd fucking, because we have that brothership, and that fucking, brothership's not a word, but that is the name of this podcast. Brothership.
Guys. That was the first ship in the Navy with all black guys.
The brothership.
The brothership.
I just got it. Oh, fuck, man.
When you think he's sleeping, he comes out of nowhere. When you go to one.
Yes. But I would say it's a very funny thing, you know?
It sank immediately. None of them could swim.
Oh, Jesus.
Now he's made it real.
It's a real-ass podcast, man. You got to keep that shit real. But yeah, it is odd. I feel like maybe, you know, in high school I would be like nice to you, but we would never hung out. But like now, if you were like, hey man, you want to grab some food, I would still say no. But
you maybe think about it for a second.
But I would think about it for a second, yeah.
But and if you would stop looking at him like you wanted to suck his cock, he might actually have lunch with you.
All right, let's just fucking hold on.
At least I'm honest.
Can we talk about this for a second?
I don't like how you keep on taking control of the show.
I'm sorry.
No, not yet. We're going to talk about his penis when I decided.
He's alpha male.
When I decided.
I'm not even trying to alpha male. I'm just very excited to talk about this.
I'm the alpha male in this room. I keep on looking at his bicep. I can't. This is how good looking you are, dude. I can't stop looking at your bicep.
Dude, he does, yeah. When he curl it a little bit, so you see the fucking muscle coming out.
God damn it, dude. He's perfect.
I'm the fucking faggot.
I want to talk about the level of chicks you got, and then we'll get into the level of dudes that he got. This all in one, okay?
Yeah,
because
here's
the thing. I fucked some pretty crazy hot chicks, okay, in my day. Like, bananas hot. Like, you know, very, very high level. And I know you have two, probably, Zach. I don't know that, but...
The level of dudes you fuck are probably on par with the level of girls you fuck?
50-50.
Is the hottest person you've ever hooked up with a dude or a chick?
A chick.
That was the question.
A chick.
Definitely a chick.
How hot was she?
Fucking phenomenally hot.
Can I see? Is she like a porn chick? Can I see her online?
She's dead now. So
no, she's not.
Of course she is. Come on.
She killed herself after.
I was about to say.
Listen, I'm a lot of girls rock bottom.
Really?
I can't tell you how many girls I fucked, and the next week they're in rehab.
You got to that joke a little before I did. I was so close to getting there.
Jesus Christ, man. Oh, so all right. So you, every girl you fuck is as hot as the hottest girl I've ever fucked.
Okay.
Maybe, probably. I mean, I've seen a few.
I've never seen the your hottest girl, but yeah.
Do you go for like eights, sevens? Like, would you fuck a seven?
What's the grossest girl you've ever fucked? That's what I'm interested in.
The grossest girl I've ever fucked was...
Because I've fucked some, like, just puddles of dirt.
I've never fucked, like, sea monster women, like, gargoyle type of fucking
really?
Women. Never. Never,
like, ever fat chick?
Nah. I can't fuck. It's just hard? I'm just not attracted to it. So I'm not gonna... Here's the thing. I have... Fuck, who doesn't matter? I was about to get conceited, but fuck, we're already there.
No, get it there. Yeah, go.
Like, I don't have to fuck fat chicks. I don't have to fuck ugly chicks. Like, if I walk into a bar or whatever, you know, I can. If there's like four chicks that are like eights, I could most likely not all the time, but I can most likely have one of them.
You know what it is too? Blau doesn't really drink, so he never gets like fucked up to the point where he's like, I gotta stick my dick in something.
Exactly. Like at the end of the night, I used to just do this. Like, I would just fuck whoever would fuck me.
Whoever
at the bar was willing, I was very good at radaring in on who the girl was that was gonna be easy that night. Right. And then I tried to fuck her that night in the bathroom. Like, I wasn't trying to spend any money on her. A lot of what dudes do, it's honestly, if any guy that wants to get laid, if you just put in a little bit of groundwork, put in a little bit of groundwork with five or six different chicks, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. What'll happen is the numbers will just start to catch up. You'll just have the shit set up. Most girls aren't pigs that are going to fuck you in the bathroom that night. But if you just meet a chick and you go on a few dates with her, probably after two or three dates, she's going to fuck you.
Yeah.
But typically,
even if you're the worst mattress salesman, somebody needs a fucking mattress.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so you kind of play that game where you go out with a chick a few times. You won't just try to fuck her the first minute you meet her.
100%. I mean, that's the best way to do it. It's the best way to get a roster if you just have like
roster.
If you just
roster of
yeah,
tens.
He says it too.
I love it.
Like,
dude,
it's a fucking game.
I mean, it is, dude.
You fucked a Jamaican girl?
That was good, dude.
It was good. My first instinct was like, go fuck yourself. That was horrible. But honestly, if you think about it for a second, it's fucking really good.
Good. Zach's
this quick. Dude's laughing like a motherfucker.
I'm sorry. It was so dumb. It made me so happy.
You're good.
No, I mean, yes, you're right. I mean, that's what you do. The try to fuck a girl the first night makes you too hungry. It makes you too like, let's do it now. And then it's a complete turn off to the girl. If you just, my whole game is to get a girl's phone number and then leave.
Yeah,
I'll walk into a bar. I'll be there for 5 minutes. I'll go walk up to a girl and be like, "Hey, I'm so sorry, but could I have your phone number? I have to leave." So then it puts a time constraint on it. So she's like, "You're cute, I guess. Yeah, yeah." And so then I have the number.
Yeah,
and then I know once I have the phone number and I meet for coffee like once, I'm good.
That's the thing. If we did something like that, that would never work. We text the girl, she probably wouldn't respond. But he's so good looking.
That's not true.
Like,
look, here's the thing.
But that's a lot of the time.
Most girls, here's the thing. Any girl would want Blau, okay? Obviously, I'm a type. You have to be into a big fucking meat-heady Puerto Rican guy like me. Like, you have to be into that type.
Here's the thing. There are tons of girls that would rather fuck you than me.
100%.
Tons,
yeah,
tons.
Because they want a big fucking manly fucking dude.
Because they're dad.
Yeah. But no, look, it's definitely a type. But in general, Blau's going to be able to pull that model type, hot, smoking hot chick more than I'm going to be able to. But it's all a type. I think that I have a lot more fucked up shit in my past that makes me willing to just dump my dick in anything. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with you. You know, Scope, I've seen you. You're not the same beast. You're more on the other side of the line. If there's a line drawn, you're definitely more on Blau side of the line. Because I've watched chicks try to throw it at you. You're just like, nah, I don't really give a shit. When I was single, if a chick tried to just throw it at me, like, it just, when you're at, dude, at 26, are you kidding me? Any chick, it doesn't matter how gross she was. If she said,
you know what it
fuck
is, dude? It gets to the point where it's like, I gotta fucking put work. I gotta go drinking with them. It's like, I don't want to fucking do it. It's like, you're not that hot to fucking go and spend 4 hours drinking.
Here's the thing, though. That mentality is the exact same mentality that I have, and that's how you get more chicks.
Yeah.
If the value of pussy for you is low, you end up fucking more because they can smell it on you. It's exactly the same thing as like having a girlfriend. Like, the value of you doesn't mean dick. I don't care about your pussy. And then all of a sudden they're like, but I want you to care.
Well,
and then
you
all
play
of a sudden,
into the natural human instinct of wanting what you can't have.
Yeah, it's a very simple process. Yeah. It's just being patient, dude. It's literally just being patient. If you're patient and you sit in the cut and you don't give a fuck, it's amazing.
But here's the thing. It's great for you, and you don't do this at the clubs, which is hilarious. You don't do this at comedy clubs. You meet chicks like in life. You'll be at Starbucks in line. You'll be like, hey, I just think you really seem cool. Can I get your number? And that works for you. That bitch would throw hot coffee in my face. But in the comedy clubs, it all becomes this thing where I think you go up 2 points immediately from being
on
stage.
It's just a lot easier.
So Scopo's maybe you're 6.5 in life. You're
say
now
I'm 7.
Oof, I wouldn't say seven.
No,
but
not
six,
a seven.
I think
not
six. Seven? I think 6.5 is a good assessment.
I think we're both 6.5s. I think we are at a similar level of attractiveness for different reasons.
You're a good looking dude, though. I'd say you're at least a 7, 7.5.
No, I mean, no, dude. In reality, Blau's a 9, 8.5. I mean,
I'd say Blau's a 9, but dude, I mean, with a hat on, you got skinnier. You're a good looking dude.
With my hat on, it looks like I might be a 9.
With your hat on.
With the hat off, you look like you might rape a 9.
With my hat on, looks like I might rape a 9.
Oh, Jesus.
I had to change that for TV, though.
Oh shit, dude! That was really funny. On Bobby's podcast yesterday, I had the thing. I gave him last year for Yankee Swap, like the Secret Santa thing.
Yeah.
Soder won a bunch of real ass coupons, so one of them was for me to have 5 minutes of silence on the podcast. So he gave it to me yesterday, but then I downloaded an app that it was text to voice.
So that's so hilarious!
I was just saying stupid
Joe
shit.
Joe List has herpes.
It's fucking great. But yeah, dude, we have the superpowers. Do you not try to pull chicks at comedy clubs at all?
No, I do. I do. I mean, I think I pull chicks more at comedy clubs than I do in like real life.
They got to be hot though.
They do have to be hot.
They got to be. They're fucking smoke shows. If I've seen him pulling really hot chicks, because he won't go after a fucking 8.5 at
the
a comedy
ugliest
show.
Girl. I want to know the ugliest girl you've ever fucked. I would describe her.
Ugliest girl I've ever fucked. She's probably like 5'7", skinny. She No, I do. I don't know. I mean, I could give you a number, but I don't know what she'd look like.
Give me a number.
Probably the ugliest girl I probably ever fucked was probably like a 7. I would say, but 7.
Jesus Christ.
But seven with like
my average is 6.4.
But a 7 with a redeeming quality.
Like, and that's with 8 tens.
What's her redeeming quality?
With one attribute of that girl that I thought was like a 9. If that makes sense. So like,
what was it?
You know, like, I don't know exactly what it was, but maybe for this girl, like, her stomach was, like, incredibly, like, tight and
but
fit.
But then she had, like, a bird face.
Yeah, but then, exactly, and her face, you know, looked like...
But I love a chick. I love an ugly, not an ugly face, but, like, a fucked up face. We just see different things, dude. Like, I like a chick where you know what she's insecure about. Like you immediately, and she's hot.
I want to feed off her problems.
But you know where her insecurity comes from. You know, like a chick who maybe just a little bit of fucking fat hanging over the jeans.
Right.
Just a little bit. Not much. She looks smoking naked.
Right.
Just a little bit where you know she thinks of herself as fat and you know you could fucking control her.
Right.
That's
Yeah, 100%. There's little like imperfections that you could, that you know, just like poke at. And as soon as you poke at that imperfection, she fucking melts down. That wall melts down and you can slide in no problem.
Zach, what's the ugliest girl you've ever fucked?
Horrendous. Like, whatever you think is the worst. It's
-2.
Worse than that.
I fucked a girl.
You saw the video of me having sex with the ginormous chick from OkCupid, right?
No.
The chick that was, like, the size of my bed?
No, I didn't see it.
Hold on. Let me you see. Guys continue talking.
I don't even want to see this.
I mean, did I fuck... Me and Big J, we I didn't fuck her, but we hooked up with this chick who... I mean, I've described her before on another show, but the only way to describe her is she looked like Station from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Do you remember the two little monsters that formed one giant monster?
Yeah.
Here, I'll pull her up for you guys if you guys don't remember. I know you remember, Zach.
I mean, why? Why? What did you feel like it was just the only thing of the night, or you just wanted
dude, this
to
was
come,
her, this
like,
was
why?
Her fucking face, dude. Look at her face. I'm not even lying about that, dude. That's her. That's what she looked like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Let me see.
Holy shit.
Let's see, Zach.
I mean, it looks like a dinosaur.
Zach, that's my sister. Oh, my God, dude. She's loving it, dude. Oh, she's so gross.
Oh, please, let me see this.
Look at this.
Oh,
that's a big woman.
Oh, she's fucking gross, dude.
You couldn't do that, Blau.
Oh, no.
Blau,
why, hold on, dude. Why is your face painted? What is this?
That's a whole thing. Yeah.
No,
I have a clown thing.
That's like his thing.
Zach's a psycho, dude.
Yeah, I have like a weird clown thing, and one of my things I'll do with like first dates is I'll have girls over so we can teach each other makeup and do each other's hair. And it's like so intimate that like, because you're so close to each other, it always ends in fucking. Always.
So your game is come over and let me do your makeup?
Yeah. Because I do like special effects makeup for horror movies. So I'll teach girls how to do like blood makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's fucking done.
And then he fucking throws that mean 5-inch Peter right inside of him.
What do you got? Yeah, I was about to ask, what do you got? Like a 5?
I got a small dick, but I have a giant Prince Albert, so it gets the job done. If a chick knows where her G-spot is and she's on top of me, she fucking comes immediately. I have a 2-gauge Prince Albert.
Okay, now I've
gotten through the head of my
dick. I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
until
he's
you
like,
said
what are you talking about? Dick piercing, dude. A huge dick piercing.
On the
tip
fuck?
Of his dick, dude. He's a freak, dude.
This is great, though. Hold
this is why we have him on the show.
This is amazing.
Zach is New York City's most undiscovered treasure. Like, nobody knows about how good this guy is, dude. He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude. You really are, dude. You remind me of me if I was more real.
I'm the realest ass dude.
I would love to get my dick pierced, but I could not do that.
How did that hurt? What the fuck?
What the fuck? Yeah, they put a fucking needle through my dick. What do you think, dude?
I mean, dude, I have no idea. I've never got my dick pierced.
Have you ever had like an earring or anything?
Yeah,
that it's like that, but bigger and through your dick.
How long did it take to heal?
It was supposed to be. They said don't fuck for like 4 weeks. I fucked the next day.
Yeah,
and it was like putting my dick. That's in how fucking he got Hep C. Battery acid.
Fuck, man.
And then because that was like a small ring, and then I've been stretching it for the last few years.
What the fuck?
So like,
can we see it?
Yeah, of course.
Whip it out.
Oh, this is going to be fucking great, dude. He's
of course,
gonna...
when Carly Aquino's on the fucking show, I don't take my dumb dick
Aquilino.
Out.
Aquilino, don't get her name wrong, you prick. She's a beautiful angel. Let's see. Oh, it hurts so much. Dude.
Oh, my God,
bro.
It literally made me want to puke, dude.
It looks like a pirate earring on the tip of your fucking dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That thing is...
Oh, I can't believe it took me this long to take my dick out on the episode.
Oh, my God. I'm like...
Jesus,
I'm like
a... But the Prince Albert, that is just...
Oh, my
God. Oh, my... Hold on. What is it called? A Prince Albert?
A Prince Albert, yeah.
You got some girth to it, though.
No. Not doing much.
Did it turn you on a little bit to whip it out in front of Blau?
It was nice.
Yeah, right.
I won't lie.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like showing a good looking dude?
Oh my God. Good looking. Did he ever get caught?
Dude, hold on. Can I ask you, dude? How gay have you gone, Zach? Because Blau's very interested, and we've never really gotten into.
I am very interested in this
gay escapades.
I've had a dick in my mouth once, and that was an accident. I was double teaming this chick with her husband, and I was licking her asshole while she rode him, and. Sometimes
it slipped into
when
your
chicks
mouth.
With really fat asses, when you get your tongue up their ass, it's like a new thing for them.
Yeah.
And they like go, woo. And she like went up and she went back down. And I was like trying to follow her asshole and his dick went in my mouth for a second.
It's fucking great.
And we all had to have that moment where we're like, all right, is this continuing? Yes. Yes, it is. We're going to fucking plow through.
Did that like make you arouse at all when you put it in your mouth?
No, not at all. I wasn't into him.
Okay. And have you fucked a dude or no?
I've made out with a bunch of dudes. I used to be in a weird like goth band. We used to do gay shit on stage. I've jerked dudes off on stage and shit. They never came. But like, I don't know.
So it wasn't that gay?
To me, sexuality is like a very fluid thing. I don't really give a shit. I don't really like subscribe to any
camp.
So
you think bisexuality is a real thing? Because
some people think bisexual dudes are just crafty gay dudes who fuck chicks on the side.
I think that, I don't know. I think homosexuality is a real thing. I think that you can be, your libido can be so high and out of whack that you can just get turned on. Like the same way that I can get turned on, like fucking a chick in a window, right? And people like looking at me. There's like a level of, you know, just, there's a little, the weirdness there kind of turns me on, you know? So I understand why somebody would fucking, you know, get turned on by just going to that level,
yeah.
You know? But I don't know if it's like a real thing. I don't think people really... are really attracted to men and really attracted to women.
Like, I would definitely put myself in the women camp.
Yeah.
However, things have occurred. But, like, I don't know, man. I just, to me, once it's just a very fluid thing.
But see, does it, do...
Jizz?
Do you
jizz
think,
in a cup? It's fluid, yeah.
Do you think that you, do you think that it's like, how do I fucking phrase this? Does
you will you look, fuck you, me in the bathroom of Santa New York Labs?
That's what I'm trying to get to. Do you when you look at a dude, does it literally turn you on, or does the action of doing like weird shit turn you on?
I've never seen a dude and been like, I want to fuck his ass.
So then you're not bisexual.
Well, I've seen Ben the fuck over.
But then you're not bisexual. Like I think I think the weirdness of. Ooh, like it's weird that I'll jerk a dude off. I think that is hot to you, but not the action of jerking a dude off.
Yeah, I think I might just be more into being fucking a degenerate and that, a fucking weirdo.
Yes, I think being
like,
a weirdo
that's my
is what
favorite
turns you
thing.
On. Yes, so I wouldn't categorize you as bisexual.
Yeah, it's like
weird, just, weird as fuck, yeah. But not bisexual. Cool. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Scopo is disgusting.
Scopo, what's the gayest thing you've ever done?
I'm like this fucking queer over
listen
here.
Listen to this
you know?
Conversation.
Oh. Oh. This fucking queer over here. I got to hang out with this guy. Jesus
oh, this
Christ.
Fucking queer.
Fucking
guy
Jews, over here. Blacks, and queers.
Jesus.
Not my house.
Dick on his, pierce on his dick.
I'll tell you that much. Not your, not in my family.
Jesus.
Get the fuck out of here.
What's the gayest thing you've ever done, Scopo? Honestly, dude, because listen
I
to
mean,
me.
Gayest?
Yeah, everyone's done something a little, even if it was you were a little kid, it was just some weird
dude,
gay
I mean,
shit.
Locker room, dude. We just so much fucking, you fucking literally smack each other on their ass with towels. You
that's
fucking
not
hit
gay.
Each other.
That's not gay. That's
nothing
very
sexual.
Normal.
You hit
Hold
each other's
listen,
dicks.
Listen,
you hit each other's dicks.
Listen. Gay is sexual.
Okay? No, I've never like done anything like
I've
that.
Done gay for funny, but that's why I don't consider it gay. Because there's nothing, I've never done yeah. anything sexual with a man. I've touched my tongue to a man's ball before. Ball
but it,
sack.
But it was for funny.
It was to be hilarious.
Yeah.
There was nothing sexual about it. There was no arousal for me. Justin, I'm sure, was pretty turned on. But Justin Silver
now
from
you're
CBS's
saying you
Dogs
weren't
in the City,
more turned on to fuck that chick with Dave Smith than if you had fucked her by yourself.
I mean, I'd fuck that chick by myself a bunch.
Was it more fun to fuck her with Dave?
In retrospect, kind of. Like, I've never...
Just to see what
I've never
she
jerked
was.
Off thinking about me fucking her by myself again, but I have jerked off thinking about me fucking her with Dave again, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, in retrospect, yes. But at the time, no. I remember at the time being kind of like... It was a little weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a little bit like when his jizz touched my sheet, I was furious. I remember being like kind of grossed out and like yeah. having a
hard time.
Because
it didn't land in your mouth?
Yeah. Dude, you gonna waste that jizz on my sheets? Come on, dude.
Dude, I got cups all around here, bro.
Protein, you can... bro. Fluids.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I...
But hold on. So you consider that gay, though? Because
no, not
I,
at all. I think it's just appreciating weirdness. It's
yeah,
definitely... I mean,
dude,
sometimes it's really fun to fucking fuck a real pig with your buddy.
Dude, defiling the woman is what turns you on. The action of you
yeah.
and yeah exactly so that's what's hot to you that's why you jerk off to
yeah
it's
but
not,
that's on
not
the same
Dave
that,
is there
that the deviousness I guess the word I'm looking for it's just different levels like the deviousness will eventually go into fucking cutting a chick's head off and jerking off to her fucking
yeah
throat.
But would you rather fuck that
but
chick with Dave
much,
or with a really gross fat dude
but look dude literally
the fact that Dave is good looking you prefer.
Kind of no, but not really, because Dave's not like it's not like I was like, oh yeah, Dave's a good looking dude. Just I think a really gross fat dude would
get in the way of
more
your vision.
Of a, more of a distraction.
Yeah, exactly.
And it would so I mean I guess there's a little bit of a gayness there. I don't know. But
no, I don't think he's gay. I think he just doesn't
it's just
like
a deviousness.
Get in the way of your vision. If you were fucking this girl with a fat dude, it's like, ugh, dude, get your fucking fat titties, your dude titties out of my vision because I'm trying to jerk off to this girl.
You're really hurting Zach's feelings right now. I'm going to tell you right now.
No, Zach knows. I'll show you my abs later, bro. You'll be fine.
It's nice.
I'm excited.
They're very nice.
Seen him pretty good.
But you get what I'm saying about the deviousness? Like,
yeah,
it's like even just like on a very basic level, like to a Christian couple, doggy style. Where the guy can see her asshole. That might just be like, oh my God. But like that, I mean, that crazy deviousness, that's as far as, that's like Zach going fucking crazy and fucking having dudes just in his face while he gets his dick sucked by his girlfriend. Like, Zach having a threesome with a dude and a chick, that's not really devious in his mind the same way that doggy style to that Christian couple is devious. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all where you're... It's all
where
like
the
morality
line is.
In your wheelhouse, you yeah. know? So... I get it all. I get being bisexual. I get doing crazy. I get jerking off with shit and eating shit and fucking animals.
Yeah.
I get it all, but it's just not my. That's not where my deviousness lies.
Yeah, I mean, you go as devious as your dick will allow you to go. If all of a sudden your dick gets hard, dicks get soft.
Yeah.
That's your line. When your
and
dick
that's
stops,
why I don't judge people for what they do with their dicks.
Yeah, dude. I mean, people need more and more and more. You fucking watch porn. You watch porn now, it's like, you know, your line, the lines go is way, way farther now.
Yeah.
I mean, if a girl doesn't choke on my dick, I'm like, what amateur bullshit? I need you to spit. I need your mascara to run. And if that doesn't happen, what the fuck are you here for?
God, what a good life this kid has. Have you ever fucked a chick with another dude?
No.
No, you don't.
I don't need to.
Your parents are together?
No. They were divorced when I was like 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. How are you so together?
I'm not, dude. I'm not
Joe,
together.
What's up, bud?
I'm not together at all.
You seem like... yeah, Zach whipped out his dick. You missed it, dude. It's pretty amazing.
You missed it. He's fucking the tip.
You
want to
show
dick.
Joe your dick really
show
quick?
Show Joe.
I'll show Joe your dick.
Just show him. If you show him not on air, that's pretty gay.
Yeah. I mean, come
it's
on.
It's got to be on air. Just show Joe your dick. Anyway.
I don't even know if I want to see it again. I don't want
to
see that.
You
TV.
Don't have to look. It did make me want to puke.
I want to look.
It made me want to puke. But oh my God, yeah, here's what's awesome. It looks like it's Jericho's dick. Fuck? Dude, look. Look, it looks like it's...
Oh, shit, you're right.
It looks
right.
like it's Jericho's dick.
You're right.
That's exactly where Jericho's dick would be on your shirt.
Is it hard to piss with that thing?
No, it comes out my dick hole.
No, I mean, that's the reason, man.
No, it's
fuck
awesome.
With it.
Yeah, dude. Think about how that would feel in your butthole.
I guess I'm not with it.
Like, the girls see that and go, oh, my God.
Well, here's the thing.
Usually that's, like, my go-to. Like, if I'm trying to fuck a chick immediately, I bring it up.
Yeah.
If a chick's got pierced titties, I'll be like, show me your titties. I'll show you my Prince Albert. The few times that a girl didn't know I had it and I took my dick out when we were going to fuck, it's fucking a look of awe and happiness.
So they know. They're like, I can't wait for this to hit my G-spot.
I mean,
so
for
excited.
Girls that have had it before, some right, girls right. are super into it. For girls that never tried it before, some girls are like, well, even if I'm not attracted to him, I'll probably fuck him because I want to have that
I remember
knowledge.
When I was younger, because I used to be really into like punk rock and like metal chicks and shit. I mean, that was just the game. It was such an easy game. I couldn't even imagine doing that now. But like, not even just punk rock chicks, but just like any chicks. Like that was part of the game. After a show, you'd be like, oh, you told him to show me your titties. Like I'd say right. that to a chick. Like, oh, yeah, just show me your titties. And then, you know, you play the numbers. Like one out of every eight chicks would just whip out their titties. And you're like, okay, this chick's probably down to fuck. That was just the game.
Yeah.
That's just what we did as young. As a 32-year-old man now, I couldn't imagine just going up to a chick after a show. It's like, oh, man, your tits are great. Can I see them?
Yeah.
Like, what? Who would do that?
I mean, you could.
I'm 27. I'm still there.
You're yeah, there you could. Still. I mean, I guess I was there before I met B. No, not really. Look, my last girlfriend before B, I remember cheating on her here with a chick who my line was to get her in the bathroom. She told me she had a clit ring, and I said, oh, let me see it. And I brought her down to the bathroom, and my girlfriend
yeah,
at the time caught me in the bathroom.
Yeah, but if she told you she had a clit ring, she wanted you to see it.
Yeah, 100%. But I think I might have asked. She had a lot of like piercings and tattoos. I was like, oh, anything else? You know, that bullshit.
Dude, when a girl has all those piercings and tattoos, she got fingered by someone in her family very early on. She's down for pretty much anything. You're not going to find like a fucking clean cut girl that has tattoos and piercings. Something happened. She wants to show her pussy to someone. She wants to get fucked. I mean, bottom line, that's why I'm really into those type of girls. Fucking love those girls.
I really do love like a nice hot like suicide-y type girl.
Oof. Yeah, some of the pictures I have in my phone that you saw, there's like some suicide girls and they're fucking those tattoos and the goddamn piercings. I could never bring her home to Thanksgiving, but I just want to fucking come in every orifice that they have.
I got really into tattoos last few years.
Yeah, it's great.
Like tattoos really turn me on with chicks, like sleeve tattoos.
Yeah, bro. Oof. It's like some thorns around her forearm or a bicep. Maybe some Chinese lettering.
Louis, the bows back here.
The what?
The bow.
Oh, the bow. Bows, yeah, that's a little bit. The problem is they get a little generic. People do them too much. So, but yeah, I love it, dude. I love all that shit. I love a nice fucking pierced up tattooed bitch.
Yeah. If a girl looks like
she's been
fingered by her uncle,
threshold.
I'm in.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said if a girl looks like she's been fingered by her uncle, like I'm in.
Who's your fantasy chick? We're gonna end with this. Who's the chick? If you could fuck one chick, celebrity, whoever it is, who is it?
Oh, Jesus Christ! This is a good question. You know who would be, and now I can't. And now her name is escaping me. You know that girl that got her fucking ass beat by her MMA boyfriend,
Christy Mack.
Christy Mack. Love her.
Fucking Jesus Christ, man! Just the tattoos, and she's got that little like the haircut with the fucking chopped off right side of her head.
Now
her
she's hair. Got no teeth, so the blowjobs are great.
You know she yeah. has some issues going on.
Of course, dude. She's been fisted by everyone in her family.
She was dating a guy named War Machine. Yeah, she has a fucked up life.
Who's your fantasy chick, Scopes?
A chick, Melanie Iglesias.
Really?
From Guy Code?
So hot, yeah.
See, I think she's hot, man, but she would be very like, ew, don't do that.
I don't know. I'm like, in my fucked up head, she's a freak. But she probably is more towards the, ew, I don't want
to
do that.
To me, she looks like a lot of work.
She's so hot that she never really had to deal with that shit.
Yeah, she's smoking, dude. She's smoking, but she's a little bit too like... pretty and like perfect.
That's
and
what
like,
I mean.
Just like
it, yeah.
she'd be phenomenal, dude. But in reality, she's the best in show. That's the one girl for you and Christy Mack for you. Okay.
I mean, we're talking about strictly fucking, right?
I mean, dude,
just fucking. Yeah, her. I mean, first of all, she's a porn star, so she knows exactly what the fuck to do. And she's got that like suicide girl type of look. Yeah. That
she's great. So you those big fucking tits. You love that big ass.
Here's the thing. In real life, I don't really love that. But if I'm just fucking, I've seen her fuck dude so many times. I just
want
to take my hand and I
want
to choke her until she taps out.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then hold up in a hotel.
Zach.
Jennifer Tilly in Bride of Chucky.
Really, dude?
Absolutely. No. 100%.
Let me see, please. I don't know who the fuck this is.
No, I'm serious. Jennifer Tilly.
She's in a doll form.
She's before she transforms.
Professional poker player.
I mean, I don't know who this is. I need to see.
Jennifer Tilly. I mean, really, dude? That's your fucking fantasy chick?
I don't know what. Her in that movie, nothing hotter in the world for me.
Come on, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I don't want to pick a porn
chick.
He has
a fucking piercing on his
dick. I'm not
going to
pick a porn chick either, but if you could just choose, you could snap your fingers. There's one chick right here right now. You could fucking fuck her, dude. This is it, dude.
Okay. Rose McGowan when she went to the VMAs with Marilyn Manson in the fishnet dress.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, the fishnet anything is fucking so hot.
I remember the dress, and I remember she was kind of hot. Marilyn Manson.
What about Marilyn Manson?
What? Oh, dude, fucking Marilyn Manson. Well, not now, because he looks like a fat lady, but fucking...
Yeah, Rose McGowan was pretty hot back then.
Rose McGowan in Jawbreaker is fucking
she's unbelievably hot. In Jawbreaker.
Right here. Yeah, she's smoking, dude.
Holy fuck.
She's a smoke show. Yeah, yeah. I get it. But I gotta say, dude, my new chick, like the one who I'm just fucking loving right now, is Amber Heard. She's just, I mean, just fucking retarded. Dude.
Do you think Jen Seltzer is up there?
I don't know who she is, but look at her. Have you seen Amber Heard, dude?
Yes, but I need to see visuals.
Yeah, look, dude. This is Johnny Depp's girlfriend, dude. She's just fucking bananas.
Holy
dude.
Fucking shit.
She's just bananas. I've never seen, I mean, she's just gorgeous, dude. Like, look at every picture of her. She's just fucking perfect. I mean, real deal, man. Just has a sexiness about her. She's bisexual. She's like, I like that. Dude, I like small tits. Oh, there's something about small tits that I love on a chick.
If we're not strictly fucking, like I'm definitely down. I definitely prefer like a 14-year-old boy body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like really like small hips and fucking dick.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, dude. It's a hairless dick and balls.
Yeah, I'm all down for that shit.
Look at this, dude. Look at this right here. I mean, could you imagine, dude? Could you just imagine that?
Oh my Oof. God!
And they're not like flat chested. They're just like not huge tits.
Yeah, they got
dude.
B's. I'm more of a B titty type of dude.
Yeah. Wait, what are you saying about B?
I mean, if I could have any girl,
it'd be B's titties.
I would put.
I think
B's
she fucking
titties.
Loves you. She puts you, dude. You're her go to guy. She's fucking. All right, look, we're gonna get out of here in a minute. Blau, what do you got coming up, dude? Anything special?
What the fuck do I have coming up?
The shows,
dude?
The Realize fans can come out and check out.
I need to look at my fucking calendar. I don't even know. I don't know.
Go to
dude.
His website.
Just
go to
my website. All my shows are on my website. My website is michaelbblaustein.com.
michaelbblaustein.com.
Do you ever think of changing your name?
Of course. I was gonna go Michael Bryan. But I'm too in it. I mean, I'm already in SAG on Michael Blaus. It's too late now, dude.
6.5 years, too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
Can't change it.
But I would like to change it. I want to change it to Michael Bryan.
Yeah, but Michael Blaus is a good name.
What about Michael Blau? Comic,
dude.
Michael Blau?
Yeah.
It just sounds so made up, no?
Yeah, it's weird. Scopo, Zach, follow these guys on Twitter at Zach is not funny, at Chris Scopo as well. And Zach, you got your show Tuesdays.
Every Tuesday, bar none. Tuesday before New Year's, I guess it's the 29th or the 30th, we're throwing a party at Bar None for any comic that wants to come hang out, come drink with us, got food, free drinks. And then I'm going to be at the worst gig ever, Winter Parafest in Avon, New York. I am doing a whole day of, I am for some reason speaking and appearing at a paranormal investigators convention. Shut up. Paying me to go out there. I don't know why I'm there.
Yeah,
I don't know why they booked me.
You look like the man that Slimer was before he died and became a ghost.
So yeah, I'm going to be there. If you live in Western New York, come hang out with me on January 2nd and 3rd.
Zach, or as Chris, whatever your name is, what do you got coming up? Anything?
Not really.
What would Burr say?
What would Burr say? Go fuck yourself, dude.
Go fuck yourself.
Guys, listen to me. Go to my website, gomezcomedy.com, realassdude.com as well. I just renewed my domain name so I can start saying that again. yeah, guys, follow me on Twitter, at Luis J. Gomez, Instagram, Gomez Comedy. Got some headlining dates coming up, so please go to my website. I'm going to be in Toronto. Got a gig in Miami right before Shiprocked, which we're going to be doing this year. Also got some gigs coming up in fucking New Haven. Got Seattle, Washington. Go to gomezcomedy.com. Check you guys next week. Realize Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.